Hi, it's Pastor Jeff, and I'd like to talk to you today for just a few minutes about the difference between harmonizing and balancing. The difference between harmonizing and balancing. You see, we've been focusing on harmonizing hope and walking with the Lord in a way that brings all of the fullness of His promises, His purposes, and His power into and then worked out through His people. And we've noted that to harmonize a walk with Christ is to faithfully obey all that He has commanded, to abide in Him, to be a walking, working, warring, worshiping witness to Jesus the Christ. And I would simply like to focus today on the difference between harmonizing that walk versus balancing that walk. There are many out there that will tell you that you need to balance your life. I've heard many Christian leaders tell other believers that they need to balance their lives, and I'd like to blow up the whole idea of balancing. For you see, there is no balance in obedience. There is no balance in obedience. However, faithful obedience is the full expression of harmonizing your walk in and for Christ. Let me see if I can't explain it in this way. You see, harmonizing is submitting to, in faithful obedience, the love and the leading of the Holy Spirit in one's life. That you walk within the guardrails of God's Word, being led and guided by God's Spirit, in whatever way He chooses to use you. Now, He'll always stay within the guardrails of His Word because God's never going to go outside of His own instruction. He's never going to go against His own character or His instruction in His Word. However, within those guardrails of God's Word, we need to be guided by God's Spirit. And here's what you need to understand. The Holy Spirit of God is often not going to balance your life out. You see, balance is a man-made construct. Balance is man deciding how to make things even. Literally, it's what it means. The definition of balance is to have equal of at least two things. Well, harmonizing does not worry about equal. It's not a man-made process that determines what should be and then tries to get everything equal. I want you to think about being a Christian is in terms of this harmonizing. It's more like being in an orchestra. Imagine an orchestra with the strings and the percussion and the brass section and all of that. Imagine if in the symphony, if there needed to be balance, meaning that you would hear an equal amount of percussion, an equal amount of strings, an equal amount of brass. No. When you think about an orchestra, when you think about the symphony, there is one sheet of music with multiple musicians, all being led by the great conductor, who knows the music better than anybody in its totality, and it's the conductor who determines and leads the individual musicians to do their part at certain times. There's no sense of balance. You don't need 20% from this part, 20% from this part, 20% from this part, 20% from another, and 20% from another, so that you have an even, balanced presentation. No, you need the great conductor to tell each part when to do their part and to contribute to the whole. And when they harmonize, you have beautiful music. Well, friend, if you're a Christian, there are many parts of your life where you are going to need God to harmonize your walk. And oftentimes, there will be no balance. We need to break the desire for balance and enhance the desire for obedience, to be harmonized by the Holy Spirit's leading in our lives every day, all day. So please recognize this, that God calls you and me to submit and to surrender to the Word of God, the will of God, and the ways of God as laid out in the Holy Scriptures and being led by the Holy Spirit. May you want to, I pray, be a harmonized example in your personal walk and in your witness. May you want to be a harmonized witness to the glory of God. Amen and amen.